extraordinary men. Are ordinary men. With purpose. Find yours.
The vision behind this whole project came from a man and his wife who raising four sons, all of them serving the Lord, and just wanted to inspire them. Let them be inspired by stories of men that have come before them, that are still coming along, and let's capture these stories, because this is what's changed my life, it's what's changed our family's life. As an entrepreneur, he wanted to fund this, he wanted to resource it, and he wanted these stories to get out there.
Right, which is what I think makes this project so relatable, right? You know, we're just hardwired and designed to experience life through stories.
It's an intimidating call to, if you were to just say, I'm gonna try to be a great man. Reading through these stories and really hearing all you guys read through these stories, you realize that greatness is a process.
All of these stories have been lifted up in prayer, that the hope that sure. When people hear this, that they can become inspired, they can, maybe their lives would be changed just like these men, mm-hmm. who are just normal men.
And all of a sudden, everything changed with the very first story reading.
Ordinary guys, but who did extraordinary things, that you said, yeah. because mm-hmm. of serving an extraordinary God.
You know, I remember years ago hearing somebody say that history has to be lived before it can be recorded. And I think these are just ordinary guys who yeah. serve an extraordinary God, who are just living their life.
Faith in Jesus is essential to be a man.
I want men to know their story matters. It will help you understand your story matters, and it matters most of all to God Himself.
The stories that I read that resonated the most with me were the ones where there was just a lot of boldness.
It's World Trade Center, 9/11. He felt the Lord say, I want you to share your faith.
He was a famous tennis player, UCLA. And he was proud that his trophies were in the trophy case. Mm-hmm. And he tells the story about how life will trash your trophies.
From the very famous to the absolutely ordinary truck driver that no one would have heard their name. Yeah. He wants you to get a bigger comfort zone that matches his for you.
God wants to use and has been using men to advance his kingdom.
One of the things that I sometimes tend to do is to think objectively.
And when I listen to these stories and all these guys, they fall and then they get back up, and then they fall again, and then they get back up. Sometimes surrender seems intimidating, but man, just surrendering 5 minutes of your day is a part of surrendering. I'm gonna dedicate 5 minutes.
If you don't have a group of guys that you're hanging out with, I just would like to challenge you, if you don't have that, find a body of believers, specifically some men that can speak into your life where you can be open and honest, and it's transformative.
Right.
So
right.
That would be a word that I would have for you today.
For every guy out there, your story is part of this story that God has and that He's writing. So maybe the next round will be your story.